I really like football. I just don't have a lot of time to watch it. But, you know, I watched a whole game, years ago now, that wasn't even my team. Yeah, it was the Denver Broncos when they won an astonishing victory over the heavily favored Pittsburgh Steelers. It was in a wild card playoff game. But I was watching more than a football game. I was watching Tim Tebow back then and the drama that unfolded every time he took the field. And that game was no exception. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the Tim Tebow in all of us. Now, Tim Tebow went from being America's top college football player to a much-critiqued rookie quarterback for the Broncos. And when he replaced Denver's starter after a string of Denver losses, he led his team to 7 wins, including 6 in a row. Several of those wins were come-from-behind, last-second, well, they called it miracle victories, and then 3 consecutive losses, in which he performed pretty poorly. And then that playoff game where the Broncos were basically written off as having no chance, somebody forgot to tell Tim Tebow that. He exploded for 316 yards passing, 50 yards on the ground, led his team to a stunning overtime victory. But the drama that has swirled around an unconventionally impressive quarterback had less to do with football than with faith. He was often in the news for his unashamed praise of Jesus Christ, especially his trademark response to good things that happened on the field. He knelt on one knee, his head bowed, a hand to his forehead. And after completing a game-winning 80-plus yard pass on the first play of that playoff game, he, well, yeah, you guessed it, took a knee. His God-praising bent-knee posture had now become part of our national vocabulary, Tebowing. There was even a website dedicated to showing pictures of people Tebowing all over the world, an expression of respect from most and mockery from others. In a sports world known for scandalous headlines about its heroes, it just seemed that no one quite knew what to do with this strong, consistent Jesus guy, Tim Tebow. Until he got married, he was still a virgin. He was known for constantly encouraging and building up his teammates. He served the poor and the lost on missions trips, still does. He genuinely cared about others. And yet, a fierce competitor, a physical powerhouse, a passionate player. Is there any example here we should be following? You bet there is, because this indomitable quarterback was in many ways a living, breathing model of what it means to be Christ's ambassador, no matter what field we play on. Okay, now we're ready for our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are Christ's ambassadors. First, Tim Tebow understood that the responsibility we have is divine positioning. We work where we work. We live where we live. We go to school where we go to school. We recreate where we recreate for a life-saving purpose. To, as the Bible says, shine like stars in the universe as we hold out the word of life. The star in the football universe says, I'm going to take the platform that football has given me and try to give back with it and make a difference. Every person who belongs to Jesus has been given a platform to point people to their Jesus. It may be your job, it may be your medical and financial battles, your successes, your losses, your situations, your assignment, your divinely conceived position to show the difference that Jesus makes. Tim Tebow also modeled for us what it meant to have a radar for open doors, because his eyes wide open for circumstances that would open a door to talk about his Jesus. Our gridiron brother also showed us the power of show and tell. His life backed it up. He's been known for his encouragement. He's been known for his purity. That's a Jesus follower who understands that you win the right to be heard by showing the difference Jesus makes. It's a brand of faith that shows more than anything the magnet of having an identity that is anchored to Jesus Christ. You live in such a way that even those who may despise what you believe cannot despise the way you live, because you make them think of Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.